Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. This is a special Food for Thought here because we are in the fund drive here on Siouxland Public Media. So thank you for tuning in and thank you so much for your support. Today, I'm so excited to have Frances Chavez on the program. For those who don't know who Frances Chavez is, she is a integrative nutritionist over at Evolve Yoga and Wellness Center. Welcome, Frances.
It's beautiful to be here, Adrian. Thank you so much.
It is beautiful. It's a we just heard on the weather that it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and you are right. It is beautiful to be here. So today we're talking about holistic nutrition.
Yes.
And what that means for the individual and what that means for our community. So tell us a little bit about what you do for the individual as well as the things you do over at Evolve.
Absolutely. Well, integrative nutrition is such a variety of, you can cover so much in just talking about nutrition, but integrative really includes not just food, but is everything from your lifestyle, everything that involves your lifestyle. So meaning your career, meaning your relationships, meaning what you do on everyday life. So really is about a holistic approach to health.
So not just thinking that because you are taking a multivitamin and then, maybe heading to the bar every night, that, your multivitamin is covering you. It's really looking at it from all aspects, the stresses in your lives and anxiety and kind of looking at everything, the big picture.
Absolutely. And so with that, it's super important to understand that for many times in general, when we intake food, you can juice as much as you want and you can prepare all these amazing meals. But if your body is in constant stress and if your body is in constant just high cortisol levels, you will not intake the food the way that it's supposed to. Your body, your gut will not process it the way that it's supposed to. So this is why sometimes we see a lot of people who don't eat or don't have the perfect diet, but they are killing it at life and they are not feeling any kind of stressor in the body, or they're not feeling illness because maybe and just maybe they have found some kind of balance to not stress themselves out so that the gut can actually process the food. Even if it's not the best food, your body will continue to absorb the nutrients the way that it's possibly intended.
Okay. Yeah. So exercising well and kind of, maybe some of those things are offsetting, sleeping well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And by all means, this is just one part of the whole picture, right? Because absolutely, I'm not saying that if you're in stress, but you eat a great diet, you're not going to be good. All I'm saying is that it is important to understand the impact of stress in the body and how that really is a big factor in terms of absorbing nutrients into you.
So you're talking about cortisol.
Right.
And so talk a little bit more about that and delve into what that really is. Is that kind of something that's released, your fight or flight? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. So your body, let's just think about it this way, right? So let's say that the typical scenario where you see a bear and you automatically feel this rush into your body and you are just ready to go ahead and run for your life because your body is responding in such a way to get you out of there and maintain you or keep you alive.
Right. That gives you a rush of adrenaline.
Absolutely. Right. The adrenaline, you're feeling all of these things. But in an everyday basis, I really believe that just the everyday life where, like I was telling you before going on air, Adrian, you may be here right now and then let me ask you, how did you wake up this morning? Did you wake up this morning with an alarm? Did you wake up on your own? How are you starting your day?
Right.
And not only how it is that you're starting your day, but how do you go about your day? So you wake up, coffee, go, work, go to another place, in another place. And then you are texting and then you're doing this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
And you have constant stressors. And in today's society, we take stress for granted in a big way. We don't give it the importance, I should say, that it plays. And I want to, for everybody out there who is listening, stress is one of the biggest, if not one, yeah, it's one of the biggest cause for chronic illness. I want to acknowledge that 75 to 90% of all cases in the U.S. are linked to stress and are linked to correlated to chronic illness. Mm. So it all stems from that. And if we are not addressing the root of that, it's not just you individuals, we are not going to develop illness from one day to another. It is a chronic, right? So so that is really important to really stress. And when I see my clients one-on-one and I talk to them about that, we really work on stress. What is it in your life that is going on to put you in this constant, high level of cortisol? Or even if it's just a little bit, and then a little bit each time, your body will not absorb those nutrients. And in a long period of time, this is when illness really manifests.
Well, it is interesting to think about the physiological response that your body has to stress. There's, and to anxiety or to those things. Your body, there is a physicality to something. I think we talk about stress as being almost like this, a feeling, perhaps more tied to like an emotion. Or I would say I'm feeling stressed, so you're feeling stressed, and maybe that just means you're busy. But in reality, you're right. It's this daily ping-ponging back and forth to your email, to your text, and you're getting hit up by so many different things. And so you're in this constant state of having to communicate and having to be productive. And I do believe there's a physicality or there's a physiology to that, much like exposing yourself to the sun every day.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You're exposing yourself over time. And that's kind of what you're talking about, right? We're willfully exposing ourselves to this thing that will over time affect us on a cellular level.
Absolutely. Okay. I couldn't agree more with you. You are right on target with that. And it is there, starting at the root and addressing that first. It is the most courageous step, because you are dealing with habits that you've ingrained in your mind and in your body for years. Mm. It is going against that conditioning that you've had for a long time. It is about really questioning, okay, why am I responding this way? Or why am I binge eating at 2 a.m. on something, right?
Right.
It really is about getting to the root, and from there, start deconditioning all of that so that you are building awareness, and from that really lead a healthier lifestyle.
Right.
For sure.
And healthier, I think, is what we're talking about. It's never just a blanket solution. It's never just a take this pill, go to sleep at this time. It really is a moving the needle a little bit and saying, I'm going to choose to be healthier, not just one day you're healthy.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So today we actually have an event to promote. And tell us a little bit about your event that's coming up, because this is really cool. It's coming up this weekend, right?
Yep.
Okay.
We are launching a beautiful event this weekend, and the event, the name of it is called Soul Food. And so let me tell you a little bit about the event, and then we can walk over through the details of it.
Sure.
But this event is focused on exposing individuals to a plant-based nutrition. And so what is plant-based? Plant-based really focuses on the whole veggie, right? The whole non-processed or as little processed as you possibly can meals that are high in nutrients and that are enriching for the body. And And so from that, I planned this little event that I am like super, super excited about, Adrian, because we are going to be opening it up to the public, and we're going to be talking about the first, this first event on the 27th. So this Saturday at 9 a.m., we are going to be talking about health, and it's going to be 30 minutes of presentation, and I am going to then serve a meal for breakfast. I am not going to say what the breakfast is going to be, because that is a surprise for all of you listeners out there who want to be courageous and step out and be present for that. And we are going to be addressing health as the first topic, and bringing awareness to the fact that the Sioux City Journal published, I want to say a month ago, the rise in our Siouxland community in chronic illness and heart attacks. And so that really was a huge push for me to put this event together. And through this event, we are also supporting the farmers market, and we are supporting the Conservatory of Music as well. Okay. It's going to be at the Blue Cafe.
Yeah. Okay, so the event is at the Blue Cafe, which we all know Gia and Ron, Emery. So the event's at the Blue Cafe. Will the food be cooked by Gia and the staff there? Or who's going to be preparing the food?
I am going to be preparing the food along with some of the staff at the Conservatory of Music.
Okay, very cool. So the address for the event is 1301 Pierce.
Yep.
Right? And that's the conservatory there. Well, they have the whole block there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just a really beautiful place to be in.
Okay. So Soul Food is the series. And because and it's on October 27th, we should say, because this program will rerun online. But so October 27th for breakfast, and there'll be a presentation, kind of a teaching half hour.
Right.
To kind of guide and instruct, and then after that, a meal. So we've got a couple of tickets to give to donors today, because we're doing the fund drive, and we all know that supporting public media means supporting programs like this, and like Food for Thought, as well as different things in the community that I think start with their relationships centered around public radio and public service. These types of events kind of are spawned by that. So tell us about the tickets and what we're giving away, and what kind of a premium we're going to be asking today.
Sweet. Yeah. So if you are out there and you really want to attend this event, and you really love Siouxland Public Media just like we do out here, I am offering two tickets. And so if you are super brave and willing and beautiful and kind and just amazing and feel this awesome pull to pledge $50 for a ticket, you are pretty much in for the meal.
Okay, so October 27th, it's coming up this Saturday at Blue Cafe, and we've got two tickets. We're going to do them individually, so they're a $25 value. It includes instruction and a meal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a value in and of itself. And then as a premium, so we'll do that for $50. The first two people to call in and pledge their support at the $50 level, or anything higher than that if you'd like. If you haven't made your call yet into the station, give us a call at 276-3690, or you can call toll-free 1-800-251-3690. You can also go online, and you can find the donate button there at Siouxland Public Media. So again, this event is called Soul Food, right?
Soul Food.
And food really does feed not just the soul, but it is the fuel that we run on. And not just our body, but our you know, our brain as well, and our mind and the way that we think. So tell us a little bit more about what you do at Evolve. In terms of, you know, just day in and day out activity, what kind of services do you provide there outside of doing kind of special events?
Okay, thank you for that question. So I do focus a little bit on different things. And one of the biggest projects that I have going on at the moment is, I call it my Conscious Collective group, which is a group of women who come together, and these women are brave souls who are willing to really start to dig deeper into their own habits, into their own, I say this word conditioning, and I don't say it lightly, because we are a ball of, you know, full of habits and full of bad triggers, or I shouldn't say bad triggers, just triggers. And the ladies are, you know, coming in from all sorts of life, who ask questions on arthritis and who want to talk about menopause, or who want to talk about illness in a way that is not just addressed from our contemporary medical point of view, but it also addresses the inner questions and emotional questions that they have, so that they both can have this, or find this balance between treating a specific illness that they have and finding that peace within themselves to really get informed and get out there to really be willing to also take those steps into healing for themselves, because it all begins up here, you know, in the mind. And it's a beautiful place. So,
and so much of what, do you see this as being intertwined kind of with yoga and with that kind of idea of calming the mind and, shutting it off, and breathing, and you see that all kind of circling around the same idea, would you say?
Yep, absolutely. So Evolve in general, we really look at this as a place, like a sanctuary, if you will, because we have art therapy out there, and we also have holistic nutrition, and one of the biggest pieces, which is yoga and calming the mind and working through your breathing and addressing some of these things that are going on inside of us. And this may sound weird to people or crazy, but when we really sit with it, with the information, with the emotions sometimes that we feel on an everyday basis, Adrian, you and I are emotional beings who go through things and who don't really pay attention to that, because though that little small voice within your body telling you, hey, I feel stressed, or hey, your heart is pumping faster, or hey, you know, we try to cover up these things, and through yoga, some of these things and issues really do surface, right, come to surface. And
I once had a conversation with someone who said that we no longer sit alone with ourselves. And you know, that always kind of reverberates when, you know, when I have a conversation like this, which, you know, I think it is a truth that we distract ourselves so much, you know, we're so stimulated. And, so the idea of a sanctuary, whether or not it's a religious sanctuary, or if it's just a safe place, a place to, you know, communicate safely, or just sit alone with yourself and breathe and exercise health that way.
Yeah. Absolutely right. And once again, you know, it all stems from the lifestyle that we lead. It really is all about the lifestyle, I think, for all of who we are. When was the last time that you sat on your own with yourself and met with yourself, Adrian?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. And, you know, conversations like this are so good for that as a reminder, because I think we do have those truths kicking around inside of us, and we know they're true, but until you have a good conversation like this, you just kind of forget. So, okay. So back to, you know, if you're out there and you're hearing this conversation and it's resonating with you, this conversation that we're having with Francis Chavez from Evolve, then this is your time to call in to Sulan Public Media and get a ticket to this event.
Yes, please come through and enjoy and indulge in amazing, beautiful, healthy, delicious food.
So this Saturday, October 27th, you can meet Francis and have a conversation like this, or have a conversation with other individuals. Francis, go ahead, tell us more about the event and the premium we have right here.
Sweet. Yeah. So the first event is going to be October 27th. We are going to be serving breakfast, and that will begin at 9 a.m. And once again, all plant-based, so meaning no dairy, no cheese, no animal byproducts, if you will. And the second event will be a lunch on November 3rd, Adrian. And I am super pumped for a lunch because the meal that we are going to be serving is so delicious. And November 10th will be our final dinner. And once again, all of these events are accompanied with a talk. And it's the talk really is open to everybody who wants to be there. But if you want to also indulge in a great meal, then come through and buy a ticket or pledge. Give a pledge to Siouxland Public Media.
Give us a call at 276-3690, or you can call us toll-free, 800-251-3690. We're live on the air doing Food for Thought today. This is a program that is provided by a relationship that we have with the station. But there are so many other programs that Siouxland Public Media offers that we have to purchase. So Francis is donating a couple of tickets to this event. And for $50, you can have your ticket, and you can also pledge your support to Siouxland Public Media. The number again is 276-3690. Toll free, 1-800-251-3690. Okay, so back to this, Francis. I have been wanting to talk to someone about kombucha.
Ooh, let's talk about kombucha.
For a while. I mean, this kombucha craze has been... I feel like it's a big wave that's kind of moving through. And why do you think that is? What is it about kombucha that is so great for the body? Tell us about what kombucha is at its core.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this question is such a multi-layered answer that I can have for you. But at the core, I think that in today's day, kombucha has become super popular, and it is a drink. It is a fermented drink that focuses on, obviously, the great taste, but it is really good for your gut. Mm. It has a lot of really healthy bacteria that benefits your microbiome and your flora, your intestinal flora.
Something real quick to interject. There was that whole yogurt craze that happened. Wasn't there? I mean, maybe it was 10 years ago, something like that, where you had Jamie Lee Curtis talking about, you know, how Activia helps her to go to the bathroom and helps her gut, right? Mm-hmm. On the Super Bowl, commercial in the Super Bowl, it was okay for everyone to kind of talk about how we're stopped up and, right? We're not eating right and we're eating the wrong things. And so I had Dr. J.D. Wielander from Midlands on, and we talked about the gut, and we talked about what happens with the colon. And so tell us what role kombucha can play in kind of the healthy bacteria and the flora of the stomach and the colon, the intestines.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good question, and I love answering that question. Once again, multi-layered answer, but... So before we can even address what kombucha does for your body in general, it really is important to talk about what are the things that you're putting in your body that, you know, are detrimental for your gut. And we do live in a fast-paced, you know, times where it's okay for us to go through life and kind of, you know, just grab here and eat here and then go and... many times with that, the digestive system or the stomach is considered the second brain of the body in Chinese medicine. Mm. And so understanding the importance that 75% of our immune system, Adrian, is in the gut should tell you the biggest, it's a big deal. It is a really big deal. So when we intake food that may not sit well with us, and Adrian, I don't have to tell you what food sits bad with you because you already know, you may feel them. And so kombucha is a great way to, when you are ingesting the foods that are not sitting well with you, you may be killing off some of this bacteria. Some of this bacteria may not be able to develop or come back as strong as it once was. Mm-hmm. And so the role of kombucha or fermented food, whether that is kombucha or water kefir or
kimchi.
Oh, I love kimchi. Yeah, absolutely. Me too. Sauerkraut, mm-hmm. All of these really play a restorative role within the gut. Oh my gosh.
That's the long answer.
Yeah, it's a short, long answer. I mean, I can go on about talking about the importance of just the digestive system as a whole. But knowing that you are taking the outside world to, you know, within, that is a big deal. So forming consciousness on that and being active about what you put in your body or the ways that you can actually bring healing to your body through these things. We held a kombucha workshop not that long ago, I want to say a month or two ago, where we addressed some of these questions and also addressed, gluten intolerance or celiac, individuals who have celiac disease and what they can do with that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kombucha, beautiful, great beverage.
It really is a great beverage, and it's
popping too.
Well, so we popular. We've talked about, I visited places that just have kombucha on tap. Ooh. And that's something that would be very cool for Sioux City to have as a place to just, fill up a growler of kombucha. Mm-hmm. And my correlation back to yogurt is really just this thing where something can become mainstream and then it becomes, when everyone's doing it and there's 12 different brands of it out and you've got, Dannon or somebody that, that takes it over and says, it's mainstream now. Mm. Sometimes it loses its power in terms of like how effective it actually can be for your belly and for your daily life, and for your immune system in general, right? Mm-hmm. So kombucha is a fermented beverage, and
you can it stems back from being in the kitchen, heart of the home, and absolutely, you can buy a really healthy meal somewhere else, or you can buy a really good brand of kombucha, but really bringing people more and more into their own kitchen and teaching them these tools so that they cannot, how much do we pay for kombucha? Like $4 for this little bottle where if I teach you how to make it, you can brew a lot of it. I had Aaron's husband, Byron had this 5-gallon kombucha brewing.
Five gallons.
So yeah.
Kegbucha. More like. We're talking with Francis Chavez here on Food for Thought, kind of an elongated session here of this program, but for good cause. We're talking about holistic wellness and integrative nutrition, and we're also talking about Siouxland Public Media because we are still in the fund drive here, and we've got a couple of tickets that we're trying to offer at a premium of $50. They have a $25 value. And for that $50 pledge, we are giving a ticket away to an event this Saturday, October 27th. And Francis, go ahead, tell us a little bit more about the event again.
Absolutely. So in the event, we are going to be addressing health as a big concern. So we are just opening up this platform and have really a conversation, a dialogue with people about their habits, about what we are doing on an everyday basis and how that really impacts the way that we intake food in our bodies and the way that we process that. I will be addressing this big concern in our Siouxland community about the high rise of heart attacks and just chronic illness as a whole. So if you are out there and you are finding yourself really resonating with this message, or you want to just learn a little bit more about a plant-based vegan meal, or if you are just interested in communing and learning more about health and wellness, come through October 27th. So it is this Saturday at 9 a.m. We are super happy to welcome you, and also I'm happy
also
to
feed you.
Yeah, absolutely. Feed you. So please come on over and give your pledge. Call us at 276-3690, or our toll free number is 1-800-251-3690.
You can call now and pledge your support. It's something that we it's so important for the station, for the program that we do here, but it's also vital to having programs like Food for Thought every Friday. It allows us to sit here and commune and be a part of the community and highlight some of these really cool people and events that are going on around. So call now, 276-3690. We still have these two tickets left. Someone out there has been waiting to pledge their support to the station. I know it. And at $50, you get this awesome premium, and you get to hang out with some really cool people this Saturday at 9 a.m. and have a free meal. Not really free, I guess, but
it's a good meal.
It may not be free, but it'll
from the heart.
It'll set you free. So, okay. So Francis, you are down at Evolve Evolve Wellness Center, Yoga and Wellness Center. Is that just a kind of a walk-in deal? Can you just walk in and make an appointment with you, or how does that work?
Yep. Absolutely. So you can find me up on this. If you go into Evolve in the main area, there's usually business cards. You can grab one, give me a call, or I'm located upstairs. So if there's a wooden door, you can just go up the stairs, and there is information people out there that can guide you if I'm not there. But you should find me up there.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we've talked about the event coming up this Saturday, October 27th. We've talked about what holistic nutrition is, integrative nutrition, and we've talked about kombucha and the flora of the stomach. Some really amazing things. If you're interested in any of these things, reach out to the Wellness Center there and Francis, because there's a wealth of knowledge there that can potentially affect your life.
Ooh. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, Francis, thanks so much. It's been awesome meeting you. And
thank you.
Thanks for coming on the program today.
Oh, it's beautiful meeting you, Adrian. Have a beautiful day, guys. Yeah. And please give us a call.
Okay. So this has been Adrian, your host for Food for Thought every Friday on Siouxland Public Media. We are still in our fund drive here. So be sure to give us a call at 276-3690 if you'd like to pledge your support. But for Food for Thought and Siouxland Public Media, we're signing off. We will talk to you next week.